Okay. I call to order the Committee on House Business and Labor for Education on February 26th. Just got out of the other one. Okay, so first thing we can do is I'm going to open up a hearing on Senate Bill 1522A. If you want to tell us what the bill is, then we'll bring up Senator Gelser.
Chair Doherty, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1522A comes to you from the Senate Committee on Education. It returns the language in Oregon Statute 339.115 to the status prior to the passage of Senate Bill 20 from 2017, which requires districts to admit students who have already received a modified diploma. It makes modified diploma recipients in the Youth Correctional Educational Program eligible for transition services, and it allows modified diploma recipients to be eligible for the Expanded Options Program. Declares emergency effective on passage. Revenue statement has no revenue impact. Fiscal impact statement has no fiscal impact. And this is the first hearing for the House Education Committee.
Okay, thank you. Senator Gelser. Oops, close to Representative Gelser. Senator Gelser.
I will be whoever you tell me to be.
Thank you.
Chair Doherty, Representative Fernandez, and members of the committee, for your record, I'm Sarah Gelser, State Senator from Senate District 8, which is Corvallis, Albany, Philomath, and surrounding areas. This bill comes to you. It may look familiar because we had Senate Bill 20 last time, which was intended to help us comply with new federal laws and rules. And our nation has been through some changes in leadership recently, which has led to some fluctuation in issuance and interpretation of rules. So within Senate Bill 20, we made some changes as they related to the modified diploma based on information we were receiving from the federal government. After we passed the bill, that information changed. And we need to restore the language back to how it was before so that students with disabilities that have earned a modified diploma are able to walk in their graduation, get their modified diploma, and also participate in their transition services for students who are age 18 to 21. The Department of Education has already adopted rules to maintain the status quo for this year, but they need us to change the statute so that we can continue doing for future generations of students what we have been doing recently for kids. This is a really big deal for these students. I think many of us have heard from people around the state about the very dire consequences the failure to pass this bill would have on kids. Happy to answer any questions, and I'm grateful to the Department of Ed and Lisa, who is the LPRO analyst for the Senate Education Committee, for all of the work that went into this, and of course Morgan and all of the rest of that team.
Right, and we do have those testifying, so they'll be able to answer questions about this. Are there any questions for Senator Gelser?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're going to try to get your 315.
All right.
Okay. The other people we have Jessica and Elliot from ODE, and then after that we'll have Morgan and Richard from those organizations.
Good afternoon, Chair Doherty and members of the House Committee on Education. For the record, my name is Jessica Winventura, Legislative Director for the Oregon Department of Education. We are here today to provide some information and to support Senate Bill 1522A. And joining me is Elliot Field, Education Specialist at the Oregon Department of Education, who is also here to provide additional information on the technical aspects of Senate Bill 1522A. So as Senator Gelser explained, last session the legislature passed Senate Bill 20, which addressed modified diplomas. Senate Bill 20 helped the department comply with the Every Student Succeeds Act and aided the department to clarify for the field the ESSA requirements and the types of diplomas that would count for graduation. After Senate Bill 20 passed, ODE gained additional clarity on ESSA requirements and heard from many parents, districts, teachers, administrators about concerns they had in relation to modified diploma. The primary concern was that students who received modified diploma would no longer be eligible to receive special education services until age 21. As a result, the department went through a collaborative process with partners such as OSBA, COSA, OEA, and legislative staff to find a solution. Additionally, the State Board of Education adopted temporary rules to ensure students who earned and been conferred a modified diploma would continue to be eligible for services until July 1, 2018. This gave the department and partners time to come to the legislature with a permanent solution, and that solution is before you, which is Senate Bill 1522A. So Senate Bill 1522A returns the rights and privileges of students who received a modified diploma to continue to be eligible for special education services until age 21 or until they received a standard diploma. The department encourages the passage of Senate Bill 1522A, and the now amendment bill also resolves issues in the two following areas. The first one is the Youth Corrections Program, otherwise known as YSEP, which provides a high school education to all eligible youth incarcerated in Oregon. Senate Bill 20 changed statute to include students who receive modified diploma to the list of youths for whom YSEP programs could not receive monies from the state school fund. The amended bill would allow YSEP to collect funding for YSEP students who have received a modified diploma and return for services, as was the case before Senate Bill 20. Just two additional points around this. The amended bill does not subtract money from the state school fund, as it would not adjust the calculation of how YSEP is funded under statute. The second is there's no increase in average daily membership. Currently, under the State Board of Education adopted rules, students who receive modified diplomas prior to July 1, 2018 continue to qualify for special education services until July 1, 2018. The amended bill removed modified diplomas from the YSEP program funding prohibitions and allows modified diploma recipients to continue to receive services just as they would have before Senate Bill 20. The amended bill also allows for students who receive modified diploma and return to school for special education services to continue to be eligible to participate in the expanded options program to receive college credit. EOP was created back in 2005 under Senate Bill 300 with the goal to provide students with additional options to continue or complete their education and to allow them to earn concurrent high school and college credits through public community college and universities in the state of Oregon. Senate Bill 20 made this opportunity unavailable to students receiving modified diplomas, so then we asked for this opportunity to be available under this particular technical fix. The goal of Senate Bill 1522 is to provide every student the opportunity to get a quality education in the state of Oregon. It aligns with the department's equity values, and it aligns with the 40-40-20 educational goal. The department supports Senate Bill 1522, and we ask the House Committee on Education to pass Senate Bill 1522A. We also want to take the opportunity to thank all the partners who worked on this legislation, specifically Senator Gelser, who led the effort. So with that, we're definitely here to provide any additional information or any questions you may have.
Okay, are you here for, are you the question answerer? Or?
Yeah, he can correct anything that I just misspoke about.
Thank you, Chair Doherty, and members of the committee. My name is Elliot Field. I'm a legal specialist with ODE, and I'm just here to support if there are any questions that you have for Jessica or myself.
Oh, great, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't understand. We passed this in 2017. The ESSA mm-hmm. was already in effect. Mm-hmm. So what changed? Was it the financing at the federal level? Because the ESSA is also supposed to give the states more authority than they had under the No Child Left Behind. I don't understand exactly, especially the senator saying that because of the current administration, I don't know how they've done anything in education other than the funding, if that's what happened. I understand why ESSA came in before we passed 2017.
Thank you, Representative Wisnett, Chair Doherty. The issue arose about the implementation, the technical implementation for issuances of diplomas under ESSA. So it didn't have to do necessarily with the language in ESSA, but its application. And after ESSA's passage, information from the Department of Education provided to the states that more than one diploma could be issued to individuals. So that was something that was anticipated to not be the case, which prompted the actions taken under SB 20. Subsequently, technical guidance was provided that more than one kind of diploma could be issued. And so this is where 1522 came in to bring back the modified diploma option.
That's fine.
Do you have another question, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Representative McLean.
Well, my understanding also it was the delivery of services. It was some of the rules that had been made at the federal level as far as the delivery of services to people who, you know, had a certain type of diploma. And I may be wrong, but I'd like to know that also, not today, but mm-hmm. just making sure that we're not talking just about the modified diploma, but also what the modified diploma actually gets you in the way of continuing services.
We're both writing quick.
Okay, and you'll get back to us on that. Thank you very much. Other questions? Okay, seeing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have Morgan Allen and Richard Donovan.
Thank you, Chair Doherty, members of the committee. Morgan Allen on behalf of COSA. And as I said in the Senate, I think this is definitely one of the most important bills that you can pass this session. It potentially impacts the ability for students who've earned a modified diploma that also have special education needs from getting transition services and life skills between the ages of 18 and 21. And Representative Wisnant, to answer your question, essentially with the passage of Senate Bill 20 and the guidance that the Department of Ed got from the federal government on ESSA implementation, what the Fed said is if a student graduates, once they receive that modified diploma, they're considered exited and no longer part of the K-12 system, which made school districts not required, if I understand right, not required to provide the transition services, and more challenging for our districts, they would no longer be eligible to get state school funds to provide those services. So this essentially restores the long-standing ability of our students who get modified diplomas that also have special education needs to continue to get those life skill services after they're awarded that diploma. So hopefully that answers your question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Morgan. I mean, fine. I don't understand still. I thought, because my question is, because I thought ESSA's giving us more authority to do our thing, and I'm surprised that they're weighing in and telling us that they can no longer. It doesn't make sense that that's their objective of ESSA, is more delegation of the state's authority, and then they're telling us we can't provide that money out of our own money. It's not even.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Representative Wisnant, some of the exact same questions we asked as this became a problem and people realized it. Thankfully, the State Board took action, so this has not happened, and this rule will just fix it permanently in statute and bring us back into compliance. And I think if I recollect, at the time Senate Bill 20 passed, this was not something that anyone intended to do. There was never anyone's intention. It's just as it all sort of came out in the wash. That's what happened, and this just fixes that and restores what has always been done since modified diplomas were created, I think, in the 2009 session. So
how's it round?
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Richard Donovan on behalf of OSBA, just in support of the bill, in support of what has been said already, and I just wanted to also put on the record that, as we understand it, this will not cost any additional money. The state school fund was allocated and kind of fully baked with these weights in mind already. And so when there was the chance at kind of the end of last year that districts would be prohibited from dispersing these funds, we worked very quickly. So this should just be a continuation of services that people affect. These students need these services, and we very much encourage your support of the bill.
Yeah, so basically it just assures that the kids that have modified diploma will be able to get transitional services. Okay. Any other questions? Representative McLean.
Well, the only reason I knew about that was because I'd had a couple of folks who, when I was at Glencoe, had kids that were there that were getting some of those transitional services, and they felt like they were being told that there was going to be a change, and they were concerned about that. So that's why I asked the comment that I asked the panel before you, because that's the important part, is that they get to have services 18 through 21. And we have our routine all set up on planning out what that is going to be and what they get and what they're trying to do and their goals. So I'm delighted that people caught it quickly.
Yeah, Representative McLean, this certainly energized, I know, my members, I think also COSA's members, because there's a lot of information, misinformation about you have to stop serving these kids. You are going to be prohibited.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And and the State Board did act very hastily to make sure that those kids have always gotten their services. But this bill will just make that very clear moving forward.
And that's very important, Representative McLean. Just for the record, in case anyone's listening, this will not happen. The board has already put in a rule for this school year, so this will not happen, a temporary rule. And then the bill makes sure that this will never happen.
Got it. Thank you. Representative Solomon.
Thank you, Chair Doherty. I just wanted to say everything that Morgan said is what my son basically explained to me. He is a special education teacher, and this was priority number one. When I came down to the short session, he said, Mom, learn about it. fix it because this was critical for his students that are in his classroom as he works with students in the transitional program in high school. So I applaud the state board for making sure that this year was not affected, and I think it is a strong need that we need to fix that moving forward. So thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Anyone else want to speak on House Bill or on Senate Bill 1522A? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close a public hearing on Senate Bill 1522A, and I'm going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 1522A.
Chair Doherty, I move Senate Bill 1522A to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Hernandez moves House Bill 1522A to the floor.
Senate Bill.
Yeah. A little mental block here. To the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none, will the clerk read the roll, please?
Representative Evans?
Excuse.
Representative McLean?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Solomon?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Wisnett?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hernandez?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson?
Aye.
Chair Doherty?
Aye. Okay, with that, the motion passes. Is there anyone that would like to carry this bill? Okay, Representative Solomon, thank you very much. Okay.
My son will be happy.
With that, did I close the hearing? Did a public hearing?
Yeah, and then do you want to say if we're going to meet?
I don't know if we plan to meet anymore. We have no other bills coming over from the Senate. The only other education bill is going to rules, so that may, unless you guys want to meet, we can meet on Wednesday. We can come in extra on Friday if you'd like.
Let me think about it.
You think about it, Representative Wilson. Thank you. Okay. So this might be it. Thank you very much for being attentive this short session. And with that, I close the House Education Committee hearing. Thank you much.